This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Are you ready for Patriots Monday, Keith?
Oh, of course I am. I've been waiting a long time for Patriots Monday. It's back. Very exciting.
It's back?
Yeah.
You better know who else ever, is perhaps? Back?
Hunter Henry.
The Patriots.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hunter Henry is back.
Specifically Hunter Henry, but also his entire New England Patriots team. Yeah, we had a little preseason action on Friday night.
Look, it was against second and third stringers. Washington sat the whole team.
I don't know why Washington showed up to begin with. They didn't really want to do joint practices. They certainly didn't want to do a preseason game. They were just wasting everybody's time. So, like, everything we say today, just know we are aware they played second, third stringers.
Okay.
But that's what the Patriots, they can't control that. They just put out their guys, and that's what it was.
Okay. They also played second and third stringers the last week of the year against Buffalo.
Yeah, they won that game, too.
With their backup.
2-0.
But they didn't look like they didn't look like world. Like, they,
oh, no.
They dominated this game.
Oh, yeah.
Right from the opening kick.
They hit the over on their own. They smashed the over on their own.
What I say,
yeah,
Keith.
Yeah.
Vegas.
See what the overs are doing?
Vegas knew something. No.
Buying opportunity. Well, at least it was. Vegas might have smartened up.
Yeah.
I think the first, like, 16 games of the preseason, the over is, like, 14-2.
Ooh.
Over. Over city.
Offense feels like
ahead of the defense.
Feels like I want the under in the Vikings
going forward. Yeah,
yeah,
I think so. They're gonna change. They're going to adapt. That's how they do.
But right from the opening kick, it was awesome. That was an electric, awesome play, not just from Travion Henderson, but just having an exciting kickoff return is great to have back in the NFL.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be more of them this year because they changed the rules again.
We already saw there were more of them just in that game.
Yeah.
And, no, right from the jump, it was entertaining. They look good. It comes with the caveat that Washington played a bunch of backups. Not everyone looked good. We'll get to the quarterbacks coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, that was a fun product on Friday night, and it's been a while since we could say that about the Patriots. They haven't been fun in God knows how long.
And Henderson really was the story overall because we talked about towards the end of training camp, he was starting to flash a little bit more, had the wheel route, had a couple nice runs, and it was a Curran that said he was the best player in camp or best offensive player, right?
Ooh.
Was it Curran?
Maybe someone said that late in camp.
Yeah, somebody did. And you're like, okay, yeah, maybe he is. And he did it a little bit of everything. Obviously, the kick return to get you started, but had a good carry, caught a pass. Like, he is going to be, I feel like, a part of this this scoring attack all season long. So that was awesome to see. The first skill position player drafted by Mike Vrabel's new regime. And so far, so good.
Yeah, Henderson was great in that game. He caught three passes. He had the 118-yard run. Where he lowered the shoulder, was running people over.
Oh, yeah. Truck stick. A couple truck sticks in there.
I honestly, genuinely think, we were just talking to Wiggy off the air. Wiggy's a little more concerned about the rookie offensive line.
Oh, he's down on the O-line.
Which we'll get to. He's already shuffling deck chairs on the O-line.
He's moving guys around.
But, you know, say what you want about Will Campbell, who had at least one terrible rep there that led to the May fumble, where May takes plenty of blame, too.
So that was bad all around.
But Campbell played with, like, the nasty
snarl.
Edge that he said he was going to.
He's
snarl.
Got snarl.
It's a great word.
Yeah, yeah.
Nasty.
He is nasty.
Travion Henderson was lowering the shoulder at one point.
Yep. Nasty.
And so nasty. I think even though it's against backups and even though it's a preseason game, you saw the Vrabel impact a little bit there, which was promising.
How about this? Take it one step further. This is very glass half full because it didn't result in anything. Kyle Williams smoked the guy in front of him. Absolutely smoked the guy in front of him.
He was open.
If he had a quarterback half a damn, that might have been a play of the night.
He was open a bunch of different times.
Yeah.
Not that he could do anything.
No. Kind of hard to show your skill set with Dobbs or Woolley.
They couldn't get the ball to him. But no, he was open on a number of different releases. Yeah. If you saw some of the Twitter breakdowns over the weekend,
yeah.
Which I did. So you got a full Jones and Keefe breakdown here. Patriots Monday is back at WEEI. We'll be talking to Patriots all season long here on this show. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. That is your phone and your text number. What'd you think of the Patriots, your biggest takeaways? And is there a chance they're actually going to be good? Again, 617-779-7937. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Do you think they're going to be good, Keith?
I do. I mean, I got them at 10 wins for the season, so I've been thinking they're going to be good all around. And, you know, I think they're going to be better defensively than they are offensively, but I think the offense is going to be significantly better than it was a year ago.
Hopefully championships.
I mean, that's what I'm hopefully. That's what I'm thinking about.
Plural.
And obviously grading it on a curve just because of the opponent and everything else, but was it no penalties? Right, or at least in the first half. I should correct myself.
I think they wound up with two.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of offsetting penalties.
They had some offsetting ones.
I think they wound up with two accepted.
But first half. At least the guy. No, I know they sat a handful of their veteran guys or whatever. We can get into the specifics. But first half was like a clean first half. And so I think some of that, just cleaning up the stupid mistakes, which Mike Vrabel has talked about a lot, some of the stupid errors. Now, there's still some one specific one that we can get to, with the Drake May fumble. But I think they are going to be pretty good. I think they're going to be coached up. They have more talent and they have better coaching staff than they did a year ago. And if they can take advantage of other teams' mistakes, which, you know, yeah, it was Sam Hartman and some of those guys for the Commanders. But that's sort of the point for a lot of us that think they are going to be good this year is you play the Browns and the Panthers and all these crap bag teams along the way that I think you're going to be able to kind of take advantage of that. And so, yeah, I do think they're gonna be pretty good.
Okay, Mike Vrabel said we gotta have the good, the bad, avoid the crap that can get you beat, avoid bad football, and I do think we saw a lot of that on Friday night. That's the key takeaway, brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. We do that every Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. You mentioned the fumble by Drake May, where Will Campbell and Jared Wilson failed to block anybody.
Yeah,
May could have gone down, taken a sack, lived to play another day. He did not. He fumbled the football away. Here's Mike Vrabel on that turnover after the game.
Just thought on Drake's performance, and I'm sure the turnover probably annoyed you with what he did.
Are you asking and answering a question
no, your
at
thoughts.
The same time? Is that what you're doing?
I got you. Your thoughts.
I would say you about summed it up. That's a bad decision. You know, I think we're going to need better from him, and I think he knows that, and that's obvious. So wasn't there, and you know, we just have to be able to find a way to get rid of the football or take a sack and punt and play defense. But to the defense's credit, they forced a field goal. I think that was missed maybe, but they got a couple. It was a sudden change opportunity.
Okay, so that was a horrible play by Drake May. He was 3 of 5, 12 yards. He had a couple of runs, one he scampered into the end zone on. Your thoughts on Drake May's night?
Disappointing. You know, I think we talked about turnovers a lot last year, and I would, like a lot of people, give him all the excuses in the book. You know, and sometimes it was warranted, right? You know, Hunter Henry, who will be joining us later, like Kayshon Boutte, like handing the ball to the other team. Those go as interceptions, so that's tough. But there were also late in games trying to make a play, and you're like, oh, well, what do you want him to do? Or like, the O-line's really bad. What do you want him to do? But there were a lot of fumbles or a lot of picks a year ago. And one way for him to really take a jump forward and be in that top 15 quarterbacks in the league, like start there, it's got to clean up some of the turnovers. And the last three times they've really done more competitive reps, he's turned it over. You know, and the scrimmage inside the stadium last Friday for the season ticket holders, he threw two picks. Now, a couple of those, it might have been a receiver's fault, whatever. It was still two picks. The joint practices against Washington, at the end, they said, all right, 25-yard line and in 45 seconds, try to score. Interception. He gets two series in the preseason game, and one of them ends in a turnover. So, like, all those turnovers are on him to some degree, and this one's kind of inexcusable, right? Because not all turnovers are created the same, right? Like, say it's 3rd and 15, and you thread it down the field, and it ends up like almost like a punt kind of thing, right? Yep. You throw a pick, but you were really going for a touchdown. This one, like, there was no good that was going to come from what he was doing there. And it's frustrating because you're like, all right, that felt like a rookie mistake type of fumble.
I think that's a great way to put it. It felt like a rookie mistake where there's been no growth from Drake May. You need to be aware. And Vrabel said it there. Like, eat the sack,
yeah.
Live to play another, throw it away.
Yeah.
Like, do something. You can't just be going to the ground and try to huck it away. The other piece to it, and I was very, very disappointed with the quarterback play. I like that Drake May ran. I mean, I'll take that. I thought the touchdown run was fine. I think the run before that was great. Like, that's the kind of run that I want to see.
I don't even know if Vrabel was happy with the running, though. Like, the way
Vrabel was not happy with Dobbs' running touchdown.
Well,
you see that?
That's true, too. Yeah.
They cut to Vrabel on the broadcast.
Yeah, I don't think Vrabel was very happy.
Dobbs is like darting around, waiting, and he finally ran in, and they showed Vrabel motioning for like the extra point, like the one finger in the air, and he looked.
It was the middle finger.
He looked pissed. He looked so mad.
Yeah.
And no, I know what you're talking about after the game. Vrabel was like, well, we wanted to pick and choose the spots and protect himself.
Yeah.
I want him to run.
Me too.
I was encouraged by that.
Yeah.
There weren't any designed runs that we saw, but I did like that from Drake May. Overall, I was very, very disappointed in the quarterback play. It's hard not to be a little frustrated that your two rookie offensive linemen on the left side were involved in that play too. I mean, that was Will Campbell getting confused and or beat. Same thing with Jarrad Wilson. If you're reading Greg Bedard today at the Boston Sports Journal, he said Wilson had a miserable night in pass protection, not just one play. Overall, a miserable night.
Yeah. Maybe we anointed him too soon.
Maybe. I just didn't want to see those guys involved in that kind of play, but I don't want to let Drake May off the hook. The bulk of that play is his poor decision. They put him under pressure. That doesn't mean you have to fumble there. You can throw it away. You can eat the sack, and that was a rookie year level mistake out of Drake May, which you were hoping would be out of his game by now.
Yeah, bad play by all three. I think a worse play by Drake May. You know, I think they're going to, you know, Campbell and Wilson, if they start and play every game, they're going to give up sacks. Like, they're not going to have a clean sheet for the full season. And maybe that's where they learn something. Like, all right, maybe that's like a welcome to the NFL type of moment. You're like, all right, if they run the same thing, we got to be ready for that. We got to be prepared for that. But Drake May, the guy who has had NFL games under his belt, you're hoping that he doesn't make that mistake. But I feel like Will Campbell's going to get that opportunity until he like really fails it. Like, I don't even know if they have a backup left tackle.
And I don't think he failed, by the way. I think that was a bad play for
Campbell. No, that play was. I think overall he was actually pretty good because he's going to be a good run blocker. I don't think that's even up for debate.
Well, and this is what we haven't been able to see at all. I mean, the Patriots have done no tackling. They haven't been real physical. So we haven't been able to see the best of what Will Campbell brings to the table. And you saw it. Brian Baldinger had a great breakdown.
Baldy.
I didn't think the audio translated great, but to radio, but it's a great breakdown. Go seek out Baldy on Twitter. And it's just these nasty finishing through the whistle, taking guys to the ground.
Yeah.
Like, I think the way he put it is, you know, it's not gonna be an easy day against the Patriots.
Well, he got out there on that cornerback and you're like, all right, just get out of there.
Yeah.
Like, Will Campbell just like shoved him.
Oh,
around. Yeah.
And there were a couple of plays like that. And so to me, I thought that was promising out of Will Campbell. I didn't like that play. I didn't think the overall offensive line play was bad. But again, others disagree on that. I know Wiggy's ready to blow up the whole O-line. So you can weigh in on
that.
Can't
do that.
Again, it's 617-779-7937. The things I need to see out of Drake May, Keith. I need wins, which they got.
They got a W, all right.
And I need him to limit the turnovers. And I think those things go hand in hand. Very, very limited amount of opportunity to see him. I mean, a kickoff return on the opening drive. Turnover on the second drive. He got him in the end zone after that. A limited look at Drake May, and you still had a boneheaded turnover in there. Like, that's not what I want to see. And to your point, the more we've seen him in competitive situations, he had the turnover in joint practices. He was great in the joint practice last week.
Yeah.
But he ended it on a down note with a bad decision, a tip ball interception going into the end zone. He had the bad scrimmage, and now he has this. And you just have to wonder if that's something that they're going to need to get out of his game, and they haven't been able to do yet.
Yeah, because prior to that, he was maybe their best offensive player throughout camp, right? He was pretty consistent, and the stuff that they were having him do, like the ball was hitting the ground, you know, they kind of jinxed it because they kept saying, oh, another day, no interceptions. And now it's been, you know, a bunch of days, at least with turnovers, no picks in this game, but he only threw it 5 times. But, yeah, I mean, I think overall it's been kind of thumbs up for Drake May still, but that's going to be one of the key concerns. We knew it was, you know, over the course of the regular season too. And so I don't know. I mean, I assume he plays a little bit more in the next game against Minnesota. They have another joint practice, so there's going to be some more like competitive reps for Drake May this week. And yeah, I think that's always going to be something to keep an eye on with him.
So you guys can discuss. Are we being too harsh on Drake May for one play, harping on it? 617-779-7937. Who stood out? What did you like about it? What did you not like about the Patriots preseason opener? It is a Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. I thought Josh Dobbs was atrocious.
You like Josh Dobbs out there?
I did not like Josh Dobbs.
He got better the last couple days that we were down at camp. But prior to that, it looked like he had never played football in his life. Like
you're right. He had a good joint practice.
He ended up doing pretty well.
He
did. So like I'll give him credit. Like by the end of it, he had a nice touchdown pass to Mac Hollins against the Commanders. And you're like, all right, there's something there. Like he can be a backup. They showed his stats during the game. And I was like, I thought he played more. I thought he was like a little bit more of a veteran quarterback.
Oh, like in his career or just on Friday night?
No, in his career. I'm saying on Friday night they flashed up like Josh Dobbs' career stats, and I was like, I don't know. I thought he played more.
He's 5 for 12 for 45 yards, and that's the backup quarterback, but that is relevant.
Do you know what his record is as a starting quarterback?
How many total starts?
Well, so that's sort of my point. Okay. Do you know how many total starts he's made?
12.
Yeah, 15 total starts. 12 of them were in 2023. So maybe I don't know why I thought it was more than that. Like, not like Jacoby Brissett level, but for some reason
That was the year where he split with the Cardinals and then got traded to the Vikings.
Pasternak was making a big deal of it. He went 1-7 with the Cardinals and 2-2 with the Vikings. Everyone's nice. Like, the guy's incredible. Yeah, the guy's incredible. So he's 3-12 as a starter.
I think he's relevant, and I didn't even know that number, but great. He's 3-12.
Yeah.
He was horrible on Friday night.
Because he stinks.
I think he's relevant because you decided to make a decision, or someone anyway, decided to make a decision at backup quarterback. Let me just scratch this itch.
Yeah, although I don't know if this guy really helped your cause.
Vrabel was asked this morning about the Patriots and their decision to move on from Joe Milton. We'll get to him in a moment.
Yep.
Here's what Vrabel had to say. He had to correct himself. Just listen for the correction.
Mike, we've had a lot of talk here about the decision to move on from Joe Milton and how that was part and parcel with giving Drake May the runway to be a leader and take ownership of the quarterback room. Can you walk us through your decision-making there and why the organization thought it was best to bring Dobbs in and move on from Joe Milton?
Just another coach's decision. You know, felt like this is what was best for our team, trying to do what's best for the team.
Quarterback decision.
I mean, my decision. Because it was my decision. Had nothing to do with the quarterback.
I mean, perhaps that was just an unfortunate slip by Vrabel.
Or not.
Just another coach's decision.
I don't mean quarterback. I mean coach.
No.
Dump that. Drake May didn't tell me to do it.
Nope.
And so,
just
look.
A quarterback decision. Coach's decision.
I didn't watch Joe Milton. I saw the highlight.
Quarterback decision.
I saw the Joe Milton highlight of the pick that he threw, which was one of the worst interceptions you're going to see.
Joe Milton giveth and he taketh away.
Okay, so I didn't watch him. I don't know. I'll take everybody's word for it on Twitter.
He airmailed some dudes.
I got a bunch of tweets that Joe Milton was horrible. Fine. Joe Milton was horrible. How was Drake May?
Not great.
How was
Not
Josh
great.
Dobbs?
Not great.
And so, I don't know. Maybe they all suck, but let's just evaluate them all the same. If you're going to get my timeline and chirp about how bad Joe Milton was, and maybe he was. I saw the pick. It was brutal.
I think Woolridge had 10 fewer yards on 9 fewer completions.
I'll say Milton went 17 of 29 for 143, a touchdown, a pick. He also ran 5 times for 22 yards.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Again, that doesn't sound bad, but I didn't watch it. I know the pick was brutal.
Yeah, it's not great.
But let's just grade everybody on the same curve.
By Stenson Bennett IV.
Let's just grade everybody on the same curve, okay? And would you rather have Joe Milton or Josh Dobbs? Based on those numbers, I'd still rather have Joe Milton.
Well, I think when they brought in Dobbs and then they even bring in Woolridge to a lesser degree, like those guys aren't very good. So it had way more to me. People turned it into whether they thought Milton was going to be like an all-pro or whether they thought he's going to be out of the league. And to me, the discussion was more about who wanted him out and why, right? Like not even what kind of player he is. Like,
wait, Mike, whose decision was it again? I'm trying to remember. Mike Vrabel, who made the call there on Joe Milton? It was
just another coach's decision.
I'm sorry, it was my decision. I totally made that decision. I wasn't bullied into it.
I think it had more to do with the locker room and how they feel about Drake May. So even if it was a Vrabel McDaniels decision, what they thought guys were gonna pick Milton's side, or do they think May couldn't be a leader with Milton there? Or maybe Milton's just like a pain in the ass. I don't know. I don't. We weren't in the locker room. We didn't hear about him being a pain in the ass until he was gone, which causes like a little bit of a red flag.
If this were a Red Sox story, we would all say that slander on the way out the door.
Right, right,
exactly. But apparently he was a huge problem all year, even though we never heard anything
about
it.
We all learned about how weird Dougie Hamilton was the second he left. Remember, who was the other guy? There was a receiver for the Patriots, too.
Yeah, Brandon Lloyd.
Oh, Brandon Lloyd. So weird, dude. So weird.
It's such a weird guy.
Why don't you mention that while he was here one time? anyway.
Maybe have two quarterbacks.
Well, maybe.
Well, I mean, you not on this team. Not on this roster.
Josh Dobbs ain't one of them. Maybe, as Dice said on Twitter, it's the Woolly Mammoth.
Maybe the Woolly Mammoth.
But it's not Josh Dobbs.
It's probably not the Woolly Mammoth either.
617-779-7937. Fun night on Friday. Good product on Friday. Quarterbacks left a little to be desired. So we're starting there here on Jones and Keith. You can weigh in with your thoughts on Drake May. Preseason debut. What do the Patriots need out of him this year? And did you see enough on Friday night? We'll get to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I think the arm is coming forward. We're going to see if this is a sack or not.
That's going to be a close one.
By the offense, recovered by the defense. First down.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, Patriots Monday, reacting to the Pats' 48-18 beatdown of the Commanders. That's a 12-win team, Keefe. That's a team that was in the NFC title game a year ago.
Spanked them.
I mean, I'm not sure how many other guys from a year ago played in that game. It didn't seem like many.
They remained undefeated on statue nights as well. Throw that down in the books.
Great call.
Big W.
Great call.
Covered the spread and then some, which was 6.5. The total in the game was rising like crazy. Opened, I think, 34. Ended at like 36.5.
Vegas knew.
Patriots hit that on their own almost at the half.
Although you told me Vegas actually doesn't know since they lost every
smoked.
Single.
They're getting smoked. I think it might be smarter to bet preseason football than regular season. I always thought it was the other way around.
Preseason football, buying opportunity or a sucker's bet.
No. Buying opportunity.
Just in general, it's a buying opportunity.
You'd be a sucker not to if you didn't get in on some of these sweet deals.
So you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Speaking of the Brady statue unveiling, we'll get to that coming up about 15 minutes from now. What'd you think? How'd Brady handle it? We have thoughts on all of that coming up here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to the Red Sox in the 11 o'clock hour. We have a hashtag Dork Minute spoiler-free weapons review.
Oh, yeah.
Which I saw, did quite well at the box office.
Yes,
That comes your way 11:45 today. We have another Bill Jordan story to coming up. So a lot of good stuff on the program today with all your phone calls. I want to get back into Drake May. I mean, that fumble was horrendous. He wasn't helped by his O-line on that play. But just a poor decision by a guy who you were hoping would get some of that out of his game. We only saw two drives. One of them was a brain-dead decision. And so you were hoping to see some growth there. You did not. I'll let you know it carried over into practice yesterday as well, which we'll get to coming up. But beyond Drake May, and we talked about Travion Henderson briefly. Maybe that's your answer, Keith. Who stood out to you in that game on Friday night?
Well, DJ James has been a guy that has sort of flashed all camp long, and he's gotten a lot of opportunities because Carlton Davis has pretty much been out the whole time, a couple appearances here and there.
And he was back yesterday getting more reps, Carlton Davis, and I think DJ James left early with an injury, so that's something to monitor. But that pick was great.
But Christian Gonzalez obviously got hurt about halfway through, so James and Austin have been two names that have been called a lot. And if you go back and watch the play of that, you know, the receiver kind of falls and, like, Sam Harper kind of throws it to him. But I just think it's more about just him showing up a lot and his name being, like, called out. And not to say that he's going to be either one of these guys, but the same thing was said about Malcolm Butler and J.C. Jackson.
He's getting comped to both.
Yes.
I think those are both maybe high-end, but fair comps.
And because we know how those what players they turned into. So you're like, oh, well, that's crazy. It's like, well, that happened to them at one point. And if every day you leave practice being like, oh, that DJ James made another couple of plays, like he made another couple of plays. And as much as we say, oh, these receivers aren't going up against the top corners every day at practice, these guys are holding their own. Like Alex Austin and DJ James have been good throughout camp. And then it was just kind of, you know, another example of it in the game on Friday.
So, look, I thought Efton Chisholm, and it was, again, second, third teamers. But his name popped a lot. I guess he had a nice catch yesterday. So that'd be another name I'd have on the list. I don't expect to make a big impact, but I now think he's back on the team.
See, I still don't. And I know I saw Fitzy was tweeting about that a lot. He thinks he's definitely on the team. Mike Vrabel's always spoke real highly of him. I don't see how you do it. I mean, if you mean like practice squad team, then I would say yeah. I don't know how he's on the active roster.
How many receivers do you think they're going to carry?
Five or six.
Okay, so if it's six, it has to be six to get him on the team, but it's really between him and Javon Baker. And Javon Baker is playing special teams. Maybe that's a good sign to make the roster for him if he's out there as a gunner. But Chisholm was playing special teams as well as a returner.
Yeah, like, Baker showing up on special teams obviously is a big sign, good sign for him.
I think it comes down to those two if you're going to carry six.
Yeah, I mean, because Kendrick Bourne just being banged up probably knocks him out of there,
like,
right?
I feel like he's on the outside looking in,
And Chisholm kind of stood out even with the level of competition that he was out there with because the wide receivers did nothing. Like, Steph Diggs didn't play in the game. And then when Drake May was out there, it was throwing to tight ends and backs. Like, it wasn't even – they didn't get those guys involved at all. Because I was wondering, like, is Pop Douglas and Kayshon Booty going to be able to kind of separate themselves a little bit or continue their good camp? Nothing. You know, they didn't make any bad plays. They just didn't make any plays at all. There was nothing there for them.
So the reason I think Chisholm may be on the roster is, are you going to be able to get him through to a practice squad? Now that he's put some numbers up in a preseason game.
Yeah.
He had six grabs for 50 yards. He had an 11-yard punt return. He had a touchdown. I just think preseason production
would kind of
skew me towards, let me keep this guy as opposed to keep Javon. I think Javon Baker's got a better chance of getting to your practice squad.
Oh, interesting. So yeah, Baker...
At least based on draft pedigree,
you got drafted. Yeah. Like I think you know they'll see him, and maybe somebody else was like, I was also going to take a fourth round, fifth round flyer on him, and now he's available. Like we'll just grab him. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to over. Like, I think the Patriots receiver room is in a better spot today than I thought it was a month ago. But I also don't think that teams around the league are going to be like, all right, let me know who the seventh guy is there. Let me snap him up. Like I think they'll still get
look
through.
Look at all the guys out there.
Ooh, John Giles is available.
Which, speaking of depth, Jalen Polk had one little end-around, like, jet sweep type of play and did nothing with it.
Right.
Like, I thought, I'm like, oh, here we go. He's getting involved. Nope, and immediately got hurt.
Got hurt, yeah.
And so if he's making the club, it'll be on IR.
Is that one
That's
of those?
How he's going to make
I was going to say, there might be. That happened with... I forget, was it Duke Dawson or Cyrus Jones? They had another like second round pick bust that was just like on IR, and you're like, what? Like he wouldn't have made the team anyway, but okay, fine. If you want to just put him on there, then so be it.
When we were all like, Jalen Polk has no shot at making the team, we didn't think about
loophole
getting hurt yeah. and getting placed on IR. Yeah. You mentioned Steph Diggs. Vrabel was asked about this morning. His first appearance on a Patriots Monday on the Greg Hill Show. No Greg, interestingly enough.
No.
But you can check that out on the Odyssey app. Use the Rewind feature, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Here's what Mike Vrabel had to say about Steph Diggs not suiting up on Friday.
Mike, it's awesome that it seems like Stephon Diggs is going to be good for week one. Holding him back on Friday, is that just out of precaution with his recovery?
Coach's decision.
Coach's decision.
Wow. Not the quarterback's decision.
Nope.
That was the Milton thing we heard. So coach's decision. Okay. Now, he wasn't alone.
No, good point. No stumble there on that one.
Nope.
Just a straight coach's decision. Yeah.
So Steph Diggs, Carlton Davis, Christian Barmore, Morgan Moses, obviously Bourne and Gonzalez, who we like know are injured, but still managing some of the other guys, which I'm not surprised. Friday during the show, we were making our predictions.
I didn't think he was going to see
him. We didn't think he was going to play either.
Trust, I'll be consistent. I'd rather see him at the joint practices than in a preseason game. I don't need to see him in a preseason game.
Yeah.
I was nervous when he didn't show up at the start of joint practice last week. I want to see him out there this week against the Vikings, but I do still think things are trending in the right direction for him. Although, Diggs did have a drop yesterday to cap things off in the two-minute drill at the Patriots' final training camp practice that's open to the public. I think media's there today. They'll see like stretching and stuff. I don't think they're going to see the full workout today.
Some calisthenics, maybe.
I don't believe. We'll see if Will Campbell can get all the way to his toes. but Diggs has had a few drops lately in camp.
Yeah,
I think it's plateaued for him would be the fair way to put it. I think that's how Giardi said it late last week. I think that's fair. Something to monitor.
Yep.
But I'm not overly concerned he didn't play in the preseason game. Drake May apparently had a brutal day yesterday, too.
Nice.
Which, outside of the joint practice, which I do put a lot of stock in, and that still finished with a pick.
No, it ended poorly, but he was great during it.
He's had a lot of these lately. The scrimmage, the preseason game, this practice. He had a bad practice last Monday as well. He was 5-for-13 with a near interception. I guess the eraser, Woodson, couldn't quite corral it coming into the ground. Took a couple of sacks. There was a fumbled snap, and they struggled in the red zone. So your thoughts on the Patriots and what you saw out of Drake May. Let's start it off with Mark in Medford. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
It's going great.
So, from what I hear from Trevion Henderson, is that how you say his first name?
Trevion.
Trevion Henderson.
Uh-huh.
Not only can he return kicks for 100 yards and he's fast, I hear he's an excellent receiver out of the backfield.
Yeah, well, he caught three passes on Friday night, if you watched.
Yeah, you heard correct.
Yeah.
Could this be the new – I mean, they haven't had anybody – like that since James White.
Okay, could he be the new James White, Keith?
Yes, he'd be even better. And James White was awesome. James White was great. James White really, and he kind of like, did he redshirt for almost like 2 years on the team, and then he kind of took over the pass catching back?
At least a year, yeah. He did the Vereen path, yeah.
And he's like, I would imagine he's one of Tom Brady's favorite teammates he's ever had. He just always seemed to make the right play, was always going forward, was never somebody that you would confuse with like the top upper echelon backs, but made so many big plays and caught a million passes. Yeah, I mean, they drafted Henderson in the second round, an early second round pick. I think the expectation kind of is something like that, but maybe a guy that you can hand the ball to more than you would James White.
Yeah, I'd be nervous if I were Ramondre after that game on Friday. And
Ramondre looked pretty good, though.
He was involved, and he was out there at the beginning. What did he finish with?
7-for-36.
Okay, that's really not that bad.
He had a 13-yard carry.
Seven!
I have a nickname idea, actually.
Oh.
You guys ready for this? You guys all sitting down? Looks like it. You know Cerberus, the three-headed dog monster that guards the underworld?
I know a succubus, which is what
Cerberus.
Bill is in a relationship with.
Cerberus, yeah, we'll get to her later. Cerberus, three-headed dog monster, protects the underworld?
Sure.
I think the Patriots might have a Cerberus backfield. I've come to this conclusion. I think Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson, and Trevion Henderson are all going to be involved, and they're going to sort of all feed off each other, and they're going to be referring to it as the Cerberus backfield.
Nice.
What do you think?
I have a feeling that's going to catch on.
Thumbs up in the back?
Oh, I love it.
Remember where you were when you heard it.
Loves it.
Because I feel like that's catching on for sure.
I don't know how we copyright things. I've never gotten about copywriting things, but I know that's going to be a t-shirt. I'm going to lose out on money on that. But the Cerberus backfield.
Ken, let's get some hats. I think people like it.
For those, if you could. Let's get those going.
It's not going to be hacked.
If you don't mind. 617-779.
Something to chew on out there.
793
Twitch chat loves it.
My Twitch chat is going nuts. They're like, oh, my
crazy
God.
For it.
Where do I get my merch? How do I do that? No, the one concern I have with Henderson, and I feel better after watching him on Friday, is he's small. But he ran over a defender on Friday. So
two. He had one, even on one of his catches, he like stuck a guy with his shoulder and knocked him down. He broke a tackle.
So to me, that would be my concern. Can he be a full-time player at that size?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, Jahmyr Gibbs is not a big back either, and that's a guy who's electric. So on the high end, you hope he could be that. And at bare minimum, I think he can be a factor in the passing game, a la a Shane Vereen, James White type, Kevin Faulk type. 617-779-7937. We got your phone calls there on Jones and Keefe. Let's get to our thoughts, and we have them on the Brady statue unveiled on Friday night. What'd you think? We'll give you our thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
As for the statue itself, Jeff, you and your team did an incredible job. Seriously, it is so accurate, so detailed. Hold on one sec. Hello? Really? Okay. Sorry, Jeff, that was Coach Belichick. He said there's still room for improvement.
I think we can all agree with Brady. Room for improvement on that thing.
I would agree. Statues are a tough cookie to crack. We've been over this before. There's not a lot of great statues where you look at it, you're like, ah, it's a perfect statue. In fact, in the South, they're like tearing statues down left and right. You see that?
Well, I think they're coming back.
Are they bringing it back?
I think in Trump's America, they're coming back.
They're bringing it back up. Yeah. They kept them on ice. They didn't destroy them.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. No, but the takeaway was tiny head, like the guy in Beetlejuice, looked a little bit like that guy. I didn't love the pose. I wanted a football.
So generic.
I wanted a football, not just a hand in the air.
It was such a generic.
Yeah.
It wasn't. We all thought it was going to be with a Lombardi. But we thought Billy sniffed this out on Friday.
Yeah, good instincts by Bill.
No Lombardi.
Not just hand in the air.
Just a raised fist. Yay. Celebrating, I guess you'd assume, a victory. I don't know.
Maybe a first down, like a pivotal first down. We don't know what it was. But I didn't. Yeah, the head's really small. The face, they did a really smart thing.
and they didn't have his mouth agape.
Yeah,
those always go wrong.
Those don't go
as soon as you're like, hey, let's get in there.
You
let's
try
get
to
the
show
teeth.
Emotion.
Like,
yeah, no, not gonna
just
work.
Just like literally stone face.
It
as
was.
It, should be.
It was an early career Brady though. This was like Tara Reid Brady. He was. He looks a little chunkier.
Nice.
Right.
Nice.
He Sharknado Tara Reid or
well,
like American
that's
Pie?
Because his head looked a little tiny.
Well, so is
like
that
Van
what it is?
Wilder or like Sharknado 3?
Oh no, well that's a big difference. But yeah, I think more of the Van Wilder
it,
Tara Reid.
Yeah.
Nice. But, yeah, he was a chunkier early career Brady, I
said,
think.
As soon as that sheet came off, Brady looked at it and went home and immediately did sit-ups.
Yeah. He's like, this is no good.
He's like,
this
I
is
am
how
not,
they see me?
I am not having pizza for the rest of 2025. I will not have a slice.
Do you think Belichick really called him like at that time?
Oh, yeah. I think I was Bill on the other end.
Or is there a chance it was just a hilarious joke? Did you hear the one lady in the background laughing before he even said anything? He just went to his phone. He hadn't even delivered the line yet. Yeah. She was like, yes!
I'm guessing she tailgated.
Probably.
Guessing,
yeah, good for her.
I'm guessing she got there early.
Not a lot of statue days.
Tailgated. Yeah, well, that's true. That's the only statue there.
So that's cool. No, I mean, there should be a statue for Brady.
There should.
It
should
could have been worse.
It should be better than the one they had.
Yeah.
It could have been worse.
Right.
But
like many things in life. Could have been better, could have been worse.
Pop a grade on it.
Oh, letter grade or scale to 100?
Well, I guess your choice. I was picturing letter grade, but.
Letter grade?
Yeah.
C minus.
I was gonna say. I thought
B minus.
Yeah,
D minus.
C minus is
no,
all right.
C minus.
It's not the worst I've ever seen.
No,
it isn't. Dwayne Wade and Cristiano Ronaldo, but it's closer.
No, no.
It's closer to those than like the Bobby Orr statue.
Oh, the Bobby Orr statue's sweet. Yeah. So what do you do? Would you have gone helmet on?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I would have done.
So would I. So
I would have done the running out of the tunnel, which a lot of people wanted. The let's go.
Let's go.
Or some kind of game action statue. Those would have been my choices. Either one would have the helmet on. So yeah.
I would have had him with the football. He's known for throwing the football. And they just got him immortalized as a guy with his hand in the air.
What'd you think of Brady? A little cringe-inducing,
well,
the whole thing?
Yeah, I think it's kind of par for the course. I am curious how they're going to bring him back next year.
What was that shirt made out of? That was a that was like an expensive-looking shirt.
Probably,
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, probably the hair of angels or unicorns.
But don't
you think they bring him back every year? They figure out something else because it pops the fans. They love it. They had Brady Knight last year.
Yep.
That whole to-do. Jay-Z was there. It was a big to-do. This year, it's the statue.
What's the excuse to bring him back next year?
Well, we talk about maybe name a street after him, maybe name a food item in Gillette Stadium
him. You're not just saying he gets a Patriots game on Fox and then just there. You're saying they actually like
sell tickets,
have a
bring
night,
him back,
make money off of
it. Tom Brady's back another preseason game. You got to spend
how much
bucks.
Longer until he gets inducted into the actual Hall of Fame?
Well, five so
years,
I think. Or no, not five. So, yeah, three more. He's been out for two.
Sounds right.
Or is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, this will be the third season he's not played, right? So, yeah, a couple more years.
Bring him back on Bill Knight whenever they do that. I don't know what that's going to be.
I think
2028. Okay, there you go.
I don't know when we're getting Bill Knight.
I don't think it's going to be soon.
No.
But bring Brady to that.
Brady would go to that.
Yeah.
Brady would go.
I think he would. Or should Bill call him?
That'd be hilarious if
full
he did.
Full circle.
Do you think Belichick will agree to do a roast? On Netflix.
No.
Can you imagine?
That would be must watch.
With Bill and Jordan sitting up there, and then it's just like Nikki Glaser and Shane Gillis just going, yeah, it'd be good.
I mean, Bill could get a good payday off that.
You could. You could buy another house for Jordan.
You definitely could.
Yeah, got a lot of real estate.
We'll get to those two lovebirds coming up in just a little bit here on Jones and Keefe. No, I thought the whole thing was just a little underwhelming, meaning the statue. I think Brady's delivery, whatever, cringe-inducing, that is par for the course with him. And that's a hard spot, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Like, what you're talking about yourself, that's not an easy spot to go up there and go on for 10 minutes or 5 minutes, however
but
long
you
talk for.
But it also shows you the state of the team. And I feel like the Red Sox even did this, like, right after Ortiz retired. They, like, immediately brought him back for something. And so Brady's been... I guess you could make the argument, well, he's been off the Patriots for a while, but like he's only been out of the league for a couple of years, and he already has the name, already has the statue. Like, they didn't let it breathe at all, and I think part of it was the team's down. We need to remind people about the good times again. Get Tom Brady here as soon as we can. Like, really, like, milk this thing for every last drop. That's kind of what they're doing.
You hear Vrabel this morning? They asked him, like, did you talk to the team about the statue? Did Brady address the team? He's like, no. He was short this morning. He was noticeably very, very short and prickly, I thought, this morning.
Also, side note, is between Tom Brady owning the Raiders and doing games for Fox, would he even be like allowed to talk to the Patriots? Like, I don't know what the rules are.
You know what? That's a great point.
There might be some sort of like thing like, I don't know, maybe that wouldn't be allowed or whatever. But yeah, he was just like, no. Did you talk to the team about the statue? Like, no. They'll be fine. If they want to see it, they can go see it. Like, give me a break.
I don't know what to make of that, meaning Vrabel, just to veer into this for a minute, meaning Vrabel being kind of short and prickly and terse.
Yeah, well, but he started out in a really good mood. Like, Courtney introduced him. She's like, no, Greg. And he's like, yeah, let's make this the best one then.
Yep.
You know, that kind of
well,
thing.
That's true. He started off with some good energy. That's true. I just, to me, I wonder if this is a little bit of the Bill attitude where, all right, we had a big win. Let's not get big heads about it. It was against a bunch of second and third stringers.
I think it will be. I think it's that.
So maybe there was some of that with Vrabel.
He's probably like a lot to clean up.
I think that'll be interesting to watch. Is he managing expectations when he does this interview every Monday on the Greg Hill Show? Most weeks it'll be with Grill, with Greg rather, not this one.
Ooh, the grill master.
The
25th anniversary of the first Super Bowl team will be next year, so they got to bring everybody back, including Brady.
That's a good time to do that.
Belichick probably needs to come back for that. I would think
it'd be hard for him not to, unless he's winning, like, I'm coaching Carolina.
Just winning peach bowls down there.
That's probably one you can milk a little more dough out of Brady. What'd you think of the statue? Keith gives it a C-. I think that's the right grade.
Thank you.
Brady on top of that with Brady Knight on Friday. You can discuss at 617-779-7937. Let's get back into the Pats. What'd you think of Will Campbell? A lot of you got your first look at him on Friday night. We'll do that with your phone calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.